Killer Keller podcast. KillerKellerOfficial.com.
THTC, the UK's leading ethical streetwear label. Organically grown and ethically built garments from hemp, organic cotton and other sustainable materials. 2019 is their 20th anniversary year. Join me with THTC as a Killer Keller podcast sponsor celebrating music, social activism, hemp and street culture. THTC, eco-fashion redefined since 1999.
Beatbox created.
Killer Keller.
And we're here to talk about world music and street culture.
Killer Keller Podcast.
Yes, yes, hold tight to our people's graffiti kings. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Killer Keller Podcast reporting to you live from you know where, Central London, Central as you need to be. And again, I've had the nerve, the audacity to invite some fucking heroes of mine inside my yard.
Yes, brother, what's going on? You good?
Skibbadoo, Harry Shotter.
I'm here, man. Yes, yes, people.
Yes, how are we?
We're good, man. Good, man. Glad to be here, man. Finally, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Been meaning to get down here, so that's good. You know, glad to be here, man, and just represent, you know what I mean?
100%, brother. Obviously, I come to the live podcast, so I know you get there, and I see you there. Man had these beers, what was it, like 8.5? His own, he had his own beer, Skip. You know what I mean? I like a strong beer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I had two of them, I was kind of like on my way.
I was on my way. I was on wave patrol myself.
Yeah.
I think what happened
8%.
Was...
You got any more?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Is there enough space to open that fridge door?
He's actually got him in there.
He's not even joking.
No,
I'm like,
joking.
I thought he was just mucking around, man.
Man's got his own beers, man.
Oh, shit. Man's going to be wavy by the time I get out of there, boy. I'll just stick for the one.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Oh,
you got a lighter.
Is there one in there?
Yeah, it should be in the bottom in
the
drawer.
Oh, right, yeah.
Watch for
yeah,
the Killer Keller logos, man.
One or two.
I'll have one then.
You want to get me? Yeah, should we two in there for you?
I'm not driving for once.
Yeah, no. Not that we condone any sort of drink driving. Oh,
man.
Drinking irresponsibly.
Don't do that, man. Easy. Killer beer. You got your own beer, fam. That's it.
That's big,
isn't
it?
Yeah, bro.
Let me just check
you
in fucking shot in Skibbs.
Yep.
Back in.
Close
your
target.
Yep. Is that the one, yeah?
Yes, the one.
Big.
So, yeah, I've got bottle
open,
actually.
Yeah, it's one here, man. Bottle open, all right?
Oh, Jesus, I really have been busy this week,
haven't I? Yeah, been on it, man.
Like, it all started as fun and games until someone loses an eye, isn't it?
Yeah.
So thanks so much for coming down. How far you travelled to get here, then, boys?
Not that far, man. I'm southeast. I'm southeast London, man. So, not far at all, really. Still good.
I'm still in Kent, but I've got a quick train to King's Cross. So, it's like I'm in King's Cross in literally 18 minutes. So, it's not too bad. Man.
King's Cross is the life,
woo!
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo! It's got a little kick in it, man.
Jeez. It's your day.
Holy special talk, okay?
No games.
Damn, dog.
Yeah, I got one, man.
Oh, yeah, you're all right. You can,
it's all good, man.
How's work been, then, boys? All right?
Yeah, can't complain, man. Yeah. It's just... For me, it's 25 years in the game, bro. So,
can we just have a fucking round of applause?
Come on, man.
25 years in the game.
You know, 25 years ago, still looking 21. It's unbelievable.
I
know, you know what I mean?
So,
I know,
come on.
Yeah. So, but yeah, man, I'm just enjoying it, man. I'm just really. You know, glad to still be getting work, to be honest. You know,
it's with Skibbs as well, it's crazy. You've got to think 25 years in the game and still just as relevant as when he came out and two times freestyle and the MC convention and
lots of
Uncontrollables
stuff.
And now right. SSAS.
It's insane.
It's a lot. It's a long journey, man. But just keeping it focused and just keep moving. And as I said, just blessed to still be getting bookings and stuff like that, I'll be honest. You know what I mean? I think when you're still, when it's this long in the game, you're just like, you just appreciate everything more because I don't think many music careers last this long, really. So
25 years is special, man.
Yeah, so you know what I mean? So
25 years is like, I was trying to tally up, you know, because as you do, you know, when one of us has got like a number, how long have I? But I lost it. I don't know. So it's great that you know what I mean? It's been tallied like that.
Yeah, 25 years, definitely, man. So
I know how long I've been doing drum and bass. I've just literally just hit the 10 years of doing D&B, but obviously before that, you know, I was doing my hip-hop.
Oh, okay. So, hey, listen,
that's right.
We're starting on you, mate.
Yeah. That's right.
Because I tell you, man, I remember seeing you as Lethal back on Represent Magazine days.
Wow, yeah, I remember that.
Bro, I was still in school then.
Yeah, Lethal and
Destruction. Probably the first year of senior school then, man, when I was in that magazine.
That's a long
time. Basketball man.
The fucking basketball hoodie. He was like fucking... British red man looking thing. Like, everything was just like so hoodied and like EPMD style.
Yeah, red man and EPMD was like my favourites at the time. So I guess as a young star, you kind of emulate the people with style.
Destruction was doing stuff with Adam F and all them guys, innit?
Yeah, so he moved that to was do stuff with Red Man and you remember the Adam F album Chaos.
Yeah, of course.
Destruction, who used to do All My Beats, you know what I mean?
He's a DJ as well, right?
Dick DMC finalist back in the day and all that.
Yeah, I hear he does Harley Davidson events and shit.
That's what he's on. Yeah, that's the vibe he's on now, man. Playing the breaks and everything else. So he's still out there doing his thing.
Good for him, you know.
Nice,
definitely. It's them stories I like, you know. It's funny how we all kind of walk in a journey and like cross path the whole time.
Yeah,
you know.
But we're still on the road, man. We ain't crashed yet. Still driving, man. Still rolling.
Yeah. I remember seeing a couple of documentaries back in the day, Skibs, of like you and Shy and Fabio talking on a level. Like, I mean, it must have been like Def 2 or something, you know.
A long time ago, that, man.
Yeah. I'm going to pull it all out, man.
Oh, all right, cool.
I ain't seen a podcast in yet, so I'm just getting
Man. This the end, man.
Yeah, and it was just, for me, it was like a moment of, like, I was just absorbing everything, as I'm sure you was, Harry, because we're the same age, you know
what I mean?
Well, give or take. Like, that was a fundamental piece of culture right there, but the climate was so different back then.
That's right, yeah, man, things have changed, you know what I mean? But it's you know, times change, man, you know, and you just got to just kind of readjust yourself, really, and just make sure you're moving with it and you're not getting left behind. Do you know what I mean? It's quite easy to kind of get complacent and get left behind. Obviously, I come from the jungle, the old school, so it's a lot different to what's going on now. Do you know what I mean? But I, you know, people always say to me, like, how do you stay relevant and stuff? And I don't know, things just change, and you've always got to have your eye open and you've got to see things change before they actually change. It's not, for me, it's not about seeing things change and think, we need to do this, we need to do that. You kind of have to, like, see that what something's going to, you have to kind of have that inkling that something's going to change. Do you know what I mean? Sometimes it's like, you might have 2, 3, 4 years where you're on the same wave and you're smashing it, but you know that it's going to change soon. So you
6 months ahead almost.
Yeah, there you go. So you almost have to plan ahead. You don't always get it right. You could just think, all right, you know, I need to change something here. Do you know what I mean? I'll try this and I'll try that. You don't always get it right. Do you know what I mean? But you just try things, man. And I've just been very fortunate, really and truly, to always, you know, kind of land on my feet, whichever way I've tried to turn, really and truly. Do you know what I mean? You know.
It's a good and the recent tune that you guys have done off the EP, right?
Yeah, we're shooting a video for that next week, man.
Yes, that'll be sick.
Nearly video time for that, man. I'm trying to do videos for all of them tunes, man.
I was just listening to that on the way up here, man, but it's fine, man.
I've been listening to that in a gym.
Yeah.
I forget the name of the tune, the one with the kind of computer games, and it's just in the video.
Dial Up is the one with Rico from,
sick. The flows, isn't that, man? The flows are sick.
And people, I find it increasingly mad to think that people just listen to songs for songs' worth, like the lyrics don't matter, patterns and rhyme schemes.
It's funny that people listen. There's like, I can't remember who said it, but some people with bars, some people just literally listen to the song and that's it, the general feel of the bars, and they like that, they hear it sounds nice on the ears, that's cool. Then you've got the heads that get certain metaphors and they kind of get a little bit of what you're saying, and then you've got the heads that really he just did 10 multis there
and he just dissected it, they
really know exactly what you're doing with the bars and why that one led to that one and the schemes in the bars and everything else. So there's almost 3 layers to listening to bars, I think. Do you know what I mean?
That's right.
What's the ultimate, what do you reckon the ultimate situation is where you've hit all 3 dynamic of people? Like,
some of those tunes that you got on that last album, on that last EP, do that, I personally think. Do you know what I mean?
Spanner in the Works EP, definitely.
Spanner in the Works EP is just flipping from,
that shit is fire,
from styles. Like, sometimes B&B flows, some kind of hip-hop-y flows, some kind of trappy flows almost. Like, it's just different flows, man.
And I think there's hidden layers in the bars as well. Some people, again, will just enjoy the flows and the vibe and he's spitting fast. Some people will realise what I'm actually saying and some of the metaphors and stuff, you know what I mean? Yeah. You mentioned EPMD. There's even a really quick bar named Strictly Business, like EPMD in this song. Not everyone will get that. But a man like yourself will hear that and be like, bro, man's actually like coming with those kind of bars on drum and bass. Do you know what I mean?
And that's what's really cool. It's like, it's like picking, like, all the influences that fall into
place.
You know what I mean? And the genres as well, man. I mean, what did you grow up on, like, prior to any drum and bass?
That's what a lot of people don't understand. I grew up on music. Like, my dad got me, I started taking piano lessons when I was 5 years old. Yeah, piano lessons, and I was proper good at piano. And then I actually started doing flute. I was on the flute for a little bit and started playing drums for a little bit.
That's amazing.
And then I went on to steel band. Dun, 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 Conde, Conde, man. Yeah. Gee, I love that. Five big bass drums. I was on the bass, you know what I mean?
That's so incredible.
So, I mean, I you know, I love all types of music, you know what I mean? And people think that I'm just into drum and bass, but I'm into music, you know, chords, keys, boom, boom, melodies. So even sometimes with my drum and bass thing, sometimes I'll go on a little kind of, not singing-y, but there's some melodies in there, do you know what I mean? It's, for me, it's not all like, just pap, 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 pap. Especially with drum and bass. I mean, I've always felt that, personally, with drum and bass. I mean, most people just like, tune comes on, you spit your bars or whatever. But me personally, the drum and bass is so different and so verse. You can do different styles on different beats.
Yeah.
That's what I personally think. Yeah. I don't think, you know, there's some MCs, you know, you can't say names or whatever, but some people, MCs just MC straight. Boom, 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 boom. You hear any set, bam, 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 that's what they're doing. Me personally, I'm a little bit more into what's coming in and I hear the tune and think, oh shit, let me try this, let me try that, and just kind of skip around a little bit. So sometimes it's a freestyle thing, sometimes it's off the cuff, sometimes it's this or there, but I just keep it moving, man, and just try and just mix it up a little bit as much as possible and not just sound so the same.
Yeah, because like you say, in drum and bass, there's there's very many sort of sub-genres within the genre.
Yeah.
So if you're rolling on like a, you know, a set where the music's really loud and there's a lot of double drops, let the tunes ride, man. Let them work with the DJ more. Let him do his thing. Let him be the star of that show, because what he's doing is just going to be a mess if he's trying to spit bars all over that.
That's
if you're working with the man and you're playing a lot of rollers and a lot of jump up, that's when you can spray your bars and you're both shined. Do you know what I'm saying?
That's it. I mean, I think, you know, drum and bass has changed a lot. There's a lot of drum and bass at the moment. It's like the drops are so heavy that personally I'm like, okay, let that drop roll for a minute and then come in. And sometimes it gives me time to think, okay, let me come with this bar here. Let me hear the drop. Like, oh, this drop is thick. Like, all right, cool. After the first 16 on the first 30, then I'll come in with something. Do you know what I mean?
The wall of sound now within the music.
That's right. And sometimes you come in on that drop, I think sometimes you can mess it up a little bit. The music's so powerful and so good.
Yeah.
And I'm like, right, he's holding it. That everyone's going about the drop. So sometimes you just give yourself 5 minutes.
I think,
them soak the drop for a little bit. Then if there's any little flavours you can add onto it, then you add it.
I'm gonna be spicy when I say this. I'm obviously, you know, it's up for debate.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to tread on anybody's toes who think otherwise, especially in this genre. But I think when you come into... I certainly do a beatbox, and I know you would have done with rap. Because of the musicality that you learn at an age, the level of skill set on genres as generations pass, the bar goes to limbo, and then you're able to take advantage of your... you know, skills that surpass.
I get what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Which then makes it more of a playground for you to actually do something genre-defining.
That's right, that's right.
I get exactly what you're saying, man.
100%, I'd agree with that.
Did I say that tactfully?
No, I get what you're saying. That makes sense, that makes
I get what you're saying, 100%, man.
It just means that you're able to play within the joins. And I think some MCs, there's an insecurity about being up on stage. You need to be doing something. So, and then they start... running too much.
Yeah. I'll say that. I think it's a lot to do with the way the drum and bass has changed. It never used to be like that. I mean, because I remember that 10, 15 years ago, you'd always come in on the drop. You just
I think the music would demand it, man. Yeah, whereas now, there's like these people like Mackie G who are just making music. It's an anthem from the drop, and the crowd will then sing along with the melody that he's created in the music.
Yeah,
so they don't need a bar on that.
You don't.
Whereas if you just got, you know, like a classic drum and bass drop, like say a classic Mampy Swift, the one.
Yeah.
Boom, you've got to spit on that drop, and it's fire. It's fire. The combination of the MC and the DJ.
Yeah.
And people like King of the Roll is what they're doing as well.
Yeah.
And that sound, that's more like you would be spitting on the drops and doing it. But there's definitely, you know, there's so many different new styles rising in drum and bass, I'd say, because there's been a lot of new producers come in over the last few years.
That's right.
Bringing their own influence to it.
Yeah, like, I don't know any other genre that is well, apart from, like, thrash metal, like, where there's just this hardcore audience that just...
They love it.
Worldwide as well.
They don't give a fuck like what anyone else is listening to. They're doing
that. I think the thing with the whole jungle drum and bass thing as well is that for the last couple of years, we've been doing a lot of shows for the youngest. 16 plus shows, so you're kind of getting them into it from early. So I mean, like, my daughter's been to raves from she was 14. Do you know what I mean? But they're all all 14-year-olds in there. But they're drum and bass raves or jungle raves, and they love it from 14, 15, 16. So it's nice and early. So by the time they come 15, 16, 17, yo, they're ready to rave. You know what I mean? Yeah, and they're already kind of into what we do. They know who we are. They know, you know, the likes of X-Man, Skipper, Harry Shot. They know these guys. Mm-hmm. They've been going to these events from their 14, 15, some of them even a little bit younger, you know what I mean? But that's where it really starts from. And, you know, when people ask, you know, why do I think drum and bass has lasted so long? I think that's partly to do with it as well, to be honest. The fact that we're getting in there nice and early, especially with some of the jump up events, really. It's mainly with the jump up events. It's, you know, the Logan D's, the Magistrates, and stuff like that. Yeah, and Skipper, Harry Shotter. These kind of events are available to kids from 13, 14 years old now.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And there's a lot of them as well. When we do the half terms, there's like 3 or 4 under 18s.
Yeah.
Every time there's school holidays.
You live up at Bristol sometimes.
Yeah. Bristol's 2-3 weeks. Crazy, man. Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying? For drum and bass, especially the jump up thing.
Mm. Oh, they're just like, that's just like another.
It's like, yeah, it's crazy. Like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you can find
it. Yeah, they do Tuesday nights there. They do Wednesday, Thursday. There's student nights. There's the ones for the under 18s. There's your normal big kind of raves up there. There's like the subgenre stuff, so you'll get like a Shogun night, and then it's get a more jungle thing, then you'll get a jump. Rob, it's mad up there right now.
It's almost getting a bit overkill now. That's been like that for the last 2-3 years, and it's been growing, growing, and now like an event on every day in town is a little bit like, what? Every day?
Much, maybe,
you used to be able to get that, like, say, 10, 15 years ago in London, you used to have, like, loads of events on maybe a Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday. But then for a good while, that all kind of slowed down. But Bristol, I think, has taken it up.
Taken it back up to that,
where you can do events on any day.
Bristol's always been like that,
yeah. It has.
The original Ronnie Size, the Dynamite, and they've got their history and all them. Yeah, of course, man. They've got Red Light.
Yeah, all of that, man. So it's all good.
That's fucking mad. Well, yeah, I mean, it's the thing, it's like, it's an entry hole into the bigger club culture.
That's right.
You guys have got, like, your own, you know, your own motif vocals, you know, your own mottos and
signature
verses
sounds
and
what,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, all of that.
You guys have, you know, come through, and it's crazy that new generation, we've heard, you know what I mean? Your quotes and sing-alongs for fucking decades.
And
they're coming in fresh.
That's
insane.
Well, as I said, I think, so I just, you know, kids are coming in from so early, man. So by the time they come to these big raves, a lot of them, the kids, they know a lot of our slogans. Lot of them, do you know what I mean?
I think there comes a level of, well, certainly legacy, but to be there, I mean, I get it too, you know, to be there. And then them to refer to something from like 2003 where you did something, I think it adds complete, it's the 360.
It's the value. I mean, I don't know, if it was just last week or a couple of weeks ago, the Random Concept event, and it was like, I was on with DJ Zinc, which is very old school, do you know what I mean? I became on after DJ K Motions, who's very new school.
New school, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But we've done such a good set that really made me think, wow, that's really cool. To come on after K Motions, bang out with fresh new beats, and then come on with DJ Zinc, it's a bit more old school.
Shows you the music's timeless, man. And the vibe is timeless.
Trust me,
you
know playing, I mean?
That vibe is timeless.
Mixing the tunes with like Superstar Shooter with some new shit as well, and just mixing it all up. I was like, yo, and the crowd was fully responding to it the whole way. I was like, yo, I was really impressed by that. And
it's the funk, isn't it?
It's in there that you can't, that undeniable, untangible thing that's in drum and bass. It is the funk, brother. It is the vibe. Do you know what I mean?
100%.
What do you reckon, Harry? Like, when for instance, the new music, obviously that is it's a statement piece, I think. It exercises your versatility. Translating that into, because I suffer this shit. Translating what you're doing on record and then putting it into the live arena to which you're known for.
Yeah.
How do you face yourself with that? How do you?
Yeah, in terms of actually performing the tracks, that can be hard because obviously you're working with a DJ.
That's right.
You know what I mean? That's why myself and Fantasy, a little while ago, we created a thing called the Harry Shotter Show. We could showcase our own material. So they'd book the Harry Shotter Show, then we'd play our own stuff within the set, pretty much our own material. SSS now, you know, probably 90% of our set is our own stuff or stuff
that's
produced by Mackie G and Fantasy.
That's sick.
So we found a little way to sort of showcase our own music.
Our own things,
obviously, lyrically, most of the stuff that's on the EP, I will spit out live on the sets. So that will be fresh new material from the sets, you know what I mean? And the thing we did as well, like, you know, especially in the Unks days when I came in with Skibber and Fun, was that we started doing a lot of mixtapes because what I've noticed when I come into drum and bass and being a fan of it for years, on the tape packs sometimes and the CD packs, you couldn't really hear the MC. It's quite frustrating as someone who's a fan of the MC inside as well as the music.
Yeah.
So we thought, let's do studio mixes so people can hear our lyrics and learn our lyrics. And we put out so many mixtapes, and that's kind of the done thing to do in drum and bass now. Make a mixtape, put it out there. There's two SASS ones out there. A lot of the other guys are doing them as well.
Yeah. So just rolling out the tapes.
Mixtapes.
You sell it all at the shows as well?
Yeah.
You guys have got loads of merch. You guys have got loads of merch.
The merch thing's popping, man.
It's the merchandise that's doing its thing, man. And we're always building with that, trying to make other little links and just trying to make other little things.
Side hustle's crazy.
Because it's always more about, there's so much to add on to this whole drum and bass. And we're just learning, even though we've been in it 20, 25 years, we're just learning about some of the things that the spin-offs off the back of it. Like, there's lots of sponsorship deals coming in. And different
brand partnerships,
like
this kind of thing.
Like, these are things like 10 years ago, you just go over your head. You don't even think about these things. But it's like, slowly but surely, they're coming in now. And it's like, we can do this.
And with the social media as well, if people see you've got a big reach and whatnot, you can do the partnerships on there. And, you know, if it's a brand that kind of suits how you roll, generally pick up New Era, for instance. You know
what
I mean?
Right, yeah,
they
hooked us up.
Don't worry, we got Auto Trader THTC. We're live.
Pick up a Gav, man.
All of that.
But there's a lot of entrepreneurs out there doing their thing with the clothing, and there's not even just the clothing. There's all kinds of brands out there, drinks and energy drink, anything that kind of fits the ethos of what we do musically. We can kind of work with and cross-pollinize,
like,
man. You know?
Like,
as long as it fits what we're doing, we ain't gonna work with brands that don't fit what we're about. But the right brands,
Baby
we can
Sham
work
or something like that.
Baby Sham, yeah. Killer beer box, I like that.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, I mean,
come on.
You think you got a drink problem? I remember, like, back in the day, Skiz, I'm going to keep on the back in the day thing because there's going to be loads of people that are going to ask some questions. You and Skib, you and Det, were a firing combination. I remember two-ton freestyle.
That tune,
I think that made a perfect, correct me if I'm wrong, wicked transition from what you do live.
Yeah.
It was just bar after bar.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the main reason why I started doing that kind of stuff, to be honest, and I mean, I've said it once or twice in interviews and stuff, but not necessarily on a radio or podcast.
For the documentation.
Yeah, for the documentation. It was, for me, it was really around the time that Stevie Hyper D passed, you know, RIP. It was a thing like where, for me, when he passed, I just felt like, he seems to have just left, what he left behind was just like rave tapes, you know what I mean? And I was like, I'm not sure if that's enough for me, like, just to be left with rave tapes. I want to try and do something a bit more than that. Do you know what I mean? And not only that as well, the kind of double time thing that we was doing, I kind of clocked on quite early that you could do it on hip hop.
Yeah.
You could do it on the same double time flows as drum and bass, but on hip hop beats. So when I kind of clocked that, I thought, you know, let's just give this a try. It's something different, a bit to the left. Let's try it out. As I said, you know, sometimes you try things, hit or miss. They may or may not work. Do you know what I mean?
You've got to give it a shot.
So
can you imagine how gassed I was as a fan of Skibber and a hip-hop kid when I heard him on these hip-hop beats with Det, who I love as well. I was just like, rah, this is a match made in heaven for me, right? To hear the man on hip-hop, I was like, wow.
That was my intro music for at least 3 years of my touring. When I first
two times freestyle track. Yeah, slow-mo, quick flow.
We dropped that into M.O.P. into, you know what I mean? That was it.
Right.
Be up DJ Skeletric. You remember?
Yeah, as I'm saying, them times you don't realise how you're affecting on what you do. You just do it. You think, you know what, I'm just trying something else. And as I said, you'd be fearless with it. It may work, it may not work, but I'm feeling this. It's a little bit to the left. Let's give it a go, because that stuff that I was doing, to me, you could do it with your eyes closed, and it was like bed and butter. You can do it. It's like, you can do it. It's nothing. Yeah. It was not hard. It's not really a challenge. Do you know what I mean? So trying to do some of these other things was, for me, it was just really a bit of a challenge. And I don't, when you do things like that, you have to be, it's okay if you don't, if it's not as successful as whatever. You just try it. Do you know what I mean?
Because you know what? That's not the point, is it? Because, like, you imagine, well, arguably, there were been a few cul-de-sacs along the way with that tune as an idea, as a company. You just let it go and let it go out to sea.
We
resonate with it, and then for all you know, things like this are all sitting here just by that one decision.
That's right.
You don't know. That's don't know, man.
You never know. So we always just keep trying things. You know,
yeah,
what I mean?
Man, always.
I remember when I first made the conscious decision of I'm going to put beatbox to record, and it wasn't anything to do with that artistic property of it, you know, reinventing the wheel in my, you know, mini ego I had. It was more like I saw Chester P and Farmer G performing their second album at Scala.
Yeah.
And I see no one knowing their songs, but then they'll play their first album and everyone goes off. And I'm sitting there in the crowd thinking, oh, hang on a minute. That's because they got two albums.
Wow.
They're building their repertoire.
That's right.
And all of a sudden a penny drops. Oh, they're going to be around for a long time because they've got repertoire.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what it's all about.
So, you know, it's just a case of, oh, fuck, okay, let's just work it out. You know, everything else is just like, okay, let's just go. And it's good to have a mission, isn't it?
Of course.
Definitely.
It's the mission brief, isn't it?
That's what it's all about. 100%,
man, 100%. And them guys are still out there now, man. Big up Chester, big up Farmer, always putting in work.
Original Don.
Very inspirational alongside Skinny Man, do you know what I mean?
Come on.
Yeah. Like Berry Crew thing.
Big up London Posse as well.
London, Rodney.
Come on.
Kingdom.
Come on.
I went to the show, man, at Jazz Cafe, then, man. Killed it.
I see you.
That's the day before Snowball and Skinny.
Yeah. Was it really good?
Fire, man. Ty, Black Twang, then Rodney, then they all come and done their thing at the end.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Masterful, bro. When it's like when you see them do the fire in the booth, it's just three masters at work, do you know what I mean?
And I love that. The way that in the fire booth, they literally, it was like designated lanes.
Yeah.
You guys have done a couple of them as well. You've done a couple of freestyle sessions, haven't you? Like SASS.
We've done SASS with Target, but we did a drum and bass fire in the booth with Charlie.
That's right.
Which was a big thing for us, man. It had nearly 2 million views on the one extra one. It's got over 1 million views on Charlie, so it's over 3 million views combined.
That was blowing. I remember seeing that myself.
But it went absolutely mad because what I've, you know, Charlie basically stepped to me and he said, can you bring Skibber, but then can you bring some other guys who you rate? Because I don't really know anyone else. I only really know you and Skibber.
Yeah.
So I thought, rah, man, X-Man is very talented lyrically.
Of course.
And he's been around for a long time.
He's the man. Cool.
So he deserves to jump on this set and show the world who don't listen to drum and bass how good he is.
His wordplay and skill is different.
Next level, delivery, incredible. So then I was like, but rather than, I could have just played safe and brought in a few of the other kind of more heavyweights. I thought, let me bring in some of the youngers.
Yeah.
So let me bring in Drex.
That was wicked as well, man.
Do you know what I mean?
Azza Grimer.
Drex and Azza and Grimer. They're bringing their own flow to the table.
Yeah, I remember them boys as well.
They're
the
new guys coming through, fresh. New energy.
That's
so,
what I loved.
So it was a mixture of like, you know, me, Skibber and X, and then Azza Grimer and Drex, which created something quite powerful.
It gives me goosebumps as I'm about to say this, right? The whole idea of like drum and bass going so full circle, you guys fitting in a pocket with youngers, and it felt like it was in its own incubated world of like don't give a fuck.
That's
what it felt like.
You're right. So you was able to try things. That's why you had the green light to try things. You know what I mean? One thing I noticed with drum and bass is that I personally think anybody can do anything. Anyone could be an MC because I think it's all about that individuality and what you bring to it. It's going to be different to anything that anything. If you focus on your shit and you craft your shit, I don't think anybody else will, unless you're just listening to somebody else and copying. Do you know what I mean? There's that, but with a lot of the kids that when, you know, when people ask, you know, what do you do? How do you get through this? Somebody's asking me the other day in Epidemic, funny enough, like, Skip's like, how do you get that? Like, I want to get in, I want to get in. I was like, bro, don't listen to anybody else. Mm-hmm. Just do your thing, like, create your thing. Because I haven't even heard you yet, but the way he was so confident, like, Skip's like, I'm in there, boom, boom. I was like, bro, do you? Like, you might be like, oh, yeah, I'm trying to get in here, trying to get in there. It's not really happening. I said, bro, don't worry about none of that. Just focus on you. Develop what you can do. Do it good. Do it more.
So true.
Pick something up every day. You see something. Just build a bar about it, bro. Just build a bar about this. Build a bar about that. Set yourself a goal. Just run. Just do it, man. Yeah. Your style. Doesn't matter whatever you're hearing, whatever anyone wants to, just do you. Make your style really good. And I was like, there's going to be a time when somebody will hear you and be like, rah, my man's sick.
Yeah,
that's 100%. It. That's all you need to do. So don't watch anybody else, what anyone's saying, oh, this, and don't worry if you're not getting a break here, a break here. That's the time for you to go harder, go harder, going, go harder.
Yeah.
Someone's going to hear you and be like, ooh, who's that? That's sick. I've never heard that before. And that's what that's the key.
You know what it is? You know what it is? There's a jazz tendency to, not just the people doing drum and bass, but the fans themselves. Style is still, it still reigns supreme.
It does.
And with a lot of genres, you know what I mean? Like, you know, not fucking targeting any one particular, but I think the lack of, like, education as far as that goes. When someone comes up to you and says, how do I do it? No, you do it. You just work
it out. That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what it is, bro. Do you. Don't watch anybody else and don't watch, you know, how far you're getting at that.
Do it for your peers.
Do it for you, bro. Do it for your peers and for you and just get into your own bag and develop that. You get it? Because no one can do it like you.
Trust
me. I hadn't even heard this guy before, do you know what I mean? But I was just like, bro, just do you. Because it was a good question. I was like, wow, I like that. The way you asked and put me to one and said, yo, Skibs, how do you X, Y, Z? I was like, you know what, bro? Boom, just I give him 5-10 minutes.
Yeah,
bro, just get into your bag. Whatever you're doing now, work harder. Exactly. Times that by
for
10.
Because everyone's entry into the game is going to be different.
That's right.
Do you know what I mean? It's not. There's not one set rule, man. You know what I mean?
That's right.
There's obviously the standard things. You need to be original, like what you're saying. Like, if you're carbon copying someone, you're not going to, you're cutting the Skibber flow, or you're trying to build a new shot, you're not going to break through because there's already a shot or a Skibber. There's already an X, you know? That's
why you're just not going to break through.
That's why I brought those youngers to fire in the booth because Dreps is totally original.
Yeah,
he's got his own flow and his own lane and his own presence. Azza and Grimer created their own flow on drum and bass.
They blew off the back of that show because, you know, I had people like Danae and that guy say, yo, who's this Azza and Grimer fan?
Real.
They're sick, man.
Don't blame him.
You know what I mean? It's so different to what people have heard, you know what I mean? So we know them guys really well, so, you know, we're down for bringing them in, man. Mm. They're really good.
They're we're not, you know, like, we're not, like, kind of trying to block people either. If people are good, we want to help them, we want to work with them, you know what I mean?
There's things,
things we can learn off them, of course, because they got some fresh shit, and there's a lot of stuff they can learn off us because of the experience. You know, I talk to them guys a lot about studio and sometimes song structure and, you know, 100 bars is great, put it on a freestyle, but when you're making a song, it's a little bit different.
Yeah. It's interesting, it can be quite therapy. I mean, I certainly get that kind of therapy value when people approach me asking about certain technical things or how to do things. In fact, a lot of people... When I have chats with people, it inspires me. Like, they may not have even said the thing I'm thinking, but it almost fills in a blank in your head, and you're like, oh, shit, that's an idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, something that relates to your own style.
Right. Yeah, yeah, definitely. Right. Definitely,
learn something every day, man. And it just helps to develop your own thing, do you know what I mean?
Culture.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
Do you plan on making an album yourself, Skips?
You know what? People ask me this all the time.
That's $40,000.
You wouldn't understand how much tunes this guy's got. How many tunes I've made with him? Just me, I've made with Skibbar. I've probably made 3 albums with Skibbar and stuff. So imagine what he's got in his. Imagine what he's got in his own right.
See, for me, I've always made tunes just for the sake of just doing tunes. I've never really made tunes like, hey, I want to put out a new release or a new album. I just like doing it. Do you know what I mean? From the time I'm at home, I've always been able to record myself at home. That's been my thing from day, like from as a kid, like from the time I got into it and started trying to make tunes or whatever, I can record myself at home. So I've always done that in my own time. I'll be up all night just like boom, boom. That tune may never see the light of the day, but it's just for me. It's just, and I just enjoy doing it and just working out and maybe listening back to it in a week or two or whatever. Think, let me do that again. Boom, let me sharpen it up. Boom, I love that, all that stuff. I can be...
Always working at the craft, isn't it?
Yeah, that's always working at the craft, you know? Mm. I just love doing that stuff.
You'd be surprised what actually gets replenished into the
That's right. Thing.
Yeah.
That's right.
A lot of stuff, though.
That's right. 100%, man.
When you... I mean, I am bouncing back and forth because I've got fucking you two here. So, like...
AG Dentistry. In my line of work, not only does what I do with the mouth get reviewed, it's also my instrument. And it's beyond important to me that my teeth get the professional service they deserve. The AG family provide expert dentistry, whether it's NHS or cosmetic. They're the finest in London. Head over to agdentistry.co.uk for more information on treatments and prices. AG Dentistry.
Lethal Days.
Yeah.
So, how old were you in that? So, you were like 14, 15?
In that particular photo, I was in secondary school, so I was about 13, I reckon. 14, something like that, yeah.
15, yeah.
Yeah.
Real young.
Jesus Christ. We were definitely the same age when that thing popped up. Represent magazine was quite a fundamental.
That was wicked hip hop publication. And my man used to do the phone into Westwood and all that as well. He'd tip Westwood of who was calling the UK. That's when Westwood first got on Radio 1, them kind of times.
Do you remember Hard to Kill?
The rap Southside Assassin.
That's
my boy, man.
Did you ever check it when he was on Westwood and he did the homegrown UK hip hop calling
verse?
He killed her.
Southside Assassin was the guy, brother. I think that's the one time he said the lyric about Craig Mack.
Yeah, right.
Your mum looks like Craig Mack and all that. Another guy I used to work with all the time back in the day, Fury. He used to host that a lot of the time. I ended up doing a tune with him as well, man.
Fury, I remember Fury.
Remember it? Yeah, and then he went to Nottingham and worked with Mr. 4-5.
Is that what he did?
Yep, so, and then I lost contact with him, man. But there's been so many people from that period.
Yeah, that era.
You know, that you just don't see no more. But I did, at the Kingdom show, I did see a few people. I see Q-Rock from Son of Noise.
That's right.
I see a few of the older guys, man, who are still about, still watching. They're still on it, man. Still talk to Blade.
Remember Fusion?
Yep, Fusion.
Producer Fusion.
So he's still about.
He's done
the stuff with Fallacy and all
that's
that.
Right. Yeah, he's doing a lot of work still, man. Yeah.
The greatest show.
Oh, my God. Did
you mess with that, didn't you? You did some stuff with
that. That was your hook.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
What was the one? Shy FX. Skibbida-dabbida-dibbida-skibbida-skibbida.
I'm going to give it. You're going to give me the Shy FX.
Yeah, the intro, yeah.
Yeah, all of that, man. A long time ago.
I remember when that came. I remember sitting there. It was like debuting on Radio 1 or something, and I remember the DJ just pulling it off. Like going, I've had enough of that.
Really? Like that. I just didn't get it.
I was like, fucking yes. I just didn't get it.
Because Shy was really going mainstream at that time. I remember like he did the Shake Your Body tune, which was massive. That's right. And then that was the follow-up tune.
That's right.
Yeah, I went to the video shoot and I was like, boy, it was a huge video shoot.
Funny enough, that Shake Your Body, the first tune he did, because I remember my cousin Glenn Akins. He works for Relentless and stuff. So I was like, I slipped that tune to Glenn first and was like, bro. Listen to this. I thought say this is going to be
it's
and then,
fire. Yeah.
They signed that first tune. I can't remember who signed it.
I know Universal signed the publishing because he was kind of in the mix at
that
time.
That's right. We was in there, man.
Godfrey was in the mix and all that.
It was mad. Could have been Relentless,
but it was a big tune, man.
Definitely, man.
And obviously, Glenn, man, his cousin has now signed Krypton Conan and so the lineage is like
the small world.
Pedigree.
My cousin is signed quite a lot of people. Even who's he doing now? Emil Sunday, what's her name?
I think she's Emil Sunday. Emil Sunday.
Like some big artists, you know what I mean?
Obviously, So Solid was legendary, Relentless, right. Original
as well.
Of course,
yeah, Relentless, original.
Yeah.
Roll Deep, they've done some stuff with Roll Deep as well.
They've been about, man.
That's insane.
Small world. Even though we're drum and bass, we're mad connected to everybody. Like, there's hip hop heads, the grime heads, the garage heads, like that, boom, boom. And that's why even a lot of people hit me like, yo, Skipper, it's like, show me bare love and that, you know, because we're very connected, man. Mm-hmm. We've been around for a very long time.
I swear to God, there's so many, like, fault lines.
Yeah.
And I think that's a real asset to UK scene because, you know what I mean?
I don't
actually remember the time where it was ever fragmented. It's just the DNA is so tight.
That's right.
It is tight. Because when you think about it, you know, you had Skibber Shabba, man, but before even Navi and Moose and all those kind of the Ragga Twins. You know,
Big Moose, and then
it goes to Sound Systems, you know what I'm saying? But
Papa San.
Yeah, but from Skibber and Shabba, obviously, Dizzy and D-Double was all inspired. They'll tell you, man, Kano, everybody, they'll put it in their bars, Skibber Shabba. That was what they listened to on a day-to-day.
Yeah.
And then now they've inspired the next generation to come through, and then you've got the next, bro, it's mad how it's moving.
And they know in reference who the names are. They want to go and research the names, probably in the same way they want to discover what a sample.
There's reference points now.
That's
right. Yeah. It's getting crazy.
It's mad. It's all crazy, man. It's good luck, man. It's mad, isn't it? From when it started to now, when you've got someone like who's as big as say, Stormzy now, who's part of that lineage of that. You know, he's basically he's like the face of the mainstream of kind of where we all come from now.
Yeah.
Doing it on his own terms and just breaking and selling like number one record last 2 weeks.
It makes you proud, doesn't it? I'm so pleased
for people, and I don't know him personally, but I'm so proud when I see the youths doing these kind of moves.
That's it, man. Big moves, power moves. Man.
We've all like over the years that jar, man. We've been trying to bust open that. Do you know what I mean?
Man like gigs, man like gigs as well. Like, you know what I mean?
It's great to see all their achievements, man.
It's wicked, bro. It's good.
URL, the rap league.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
I was only talking about this the other day. I'm doing a beatbox week, so I've got loads of beatboxers coming through, and we were talking about the championships beatbox wise and how that kind of mirrors the DJ DMC culture. URL, the rap league, the way that influences everybody and that competitive spirit. How's that sit with you guys? How does the competitive aspect
of that? Can take this one first.
Well, you know what, to be honest, drum and bass MCing, you know, it's not as like in terms of. I mean, there was a little stage where we had a little kind of war thing going on.
I can see him treading on lily pads. Really?
There was a time when we had that, and then that was a time, you know, where you had to boom. All right, if you're in it, you're in it, bro. Cash it, man. But to be honest, you know what I mean. The main thing about drum and bass for me personally, what I've noticed about drum and bass and that jungle, it's not necessarily all about that. And there was a time where, like, the whole MC thing was kind of just, like, kind of smothering it a little bit. And I'd say it was probably about the time that MC Convention started, to be honest. Because then, you had that was the first time you had more MCs than DJs on the flyer.
And the MCs were the central point
and
of
the flyer. MCs were the main part, you know what I mean? The MCs were above, and then you have all the DJs that DJ, but you know.
Controversial at the time, quite controversial, to be honest.
You know what I mean? Even I was a little bit on the fence then, because I could kind of see what was going on. I was like, I'm not sure, because I know that it was pissing off a lot of people, to be honest, because that's not how things are done in drum and bass. Jungle drum and bass, it's always really about, you know,
DJ first,
the music,
the sound system,
the production, it's really about that, do you know what I mean? So on that side of things, we've always been trying to like bully our way in and getting I want a piece of this action, don't we want to make something for ourselves within this, you understand what I'm saying? But it hasn't always been easy, but sometimes we just kind of just like, fuck it, we're doing this, this is what we're doing, boom, yo, what? MC convention, yeah, come on, fam, boom, boom, let's just do it, boom. Yeah.
Kick open the doors, man.
Kick open the doors, do you know what I mean? Yeah. I remember the first MC convention we did in Stratford Rex, we had 2,000 people.
I was there, man.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Just as a fan, you get me?
So, it was just like,
oh, God,
crazy,
yeah,
man.
I remember the big balling, flacking, just must have been just painted on fires all over.
Yeah, like, him and Shabba everywhere. Yeah, yeah.
Man. Shabba, man. Big up Shabba. Ooh.
Yeah, big up Shabba. It's his birthday today. Happy birthday, Shabba, man. Shabba, big up.
Yes. But yeah, I know what Skips is saying about, obviously, drum and bass, it isn't so much about the competing with the bars, but in a sense it kind of is as well, but not so personal.
Not
sometimes.
So personal.
But I think as MCs, you always compete.
You know what I mean?
But it's friendly competition.
There you go.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, you know, when man get on the set sometimes, we just... So, you know, sometimes me and X-Man, for instance, we just go relentless, bro, because it's just like, if it's the right DJ and that's the vibe, we just it brings the best out of each other. It's competition, but it's friendly. It's sports. It's a sport.
Sportsmanship.
You know what I mean? And that's how I view it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. So on a very sportsman's like answer, who are your favourite DJs to be rolling on?
People always ask me that, you know, and it's quite a hard one, to be honest, because especially when you're in, me personally, I'm into all types of drum and bass. I love all types of drum and bass. I don't necessarily like drum pop more than anything else. Do you know what I mean? Even though that's kind of my bread and butter. Mm-hmm. But I love hosting as well. I love hosting. I can host a liquid set. I can host a dark set or whatever. Me personally, I love it when it's all mixed up. A bit of jungle here, a bit of drum pop there, a bit of dark thing, a bit of this. That's what I prefer. I love.
Prototypes and Danny Bird, they kind of, and TC, they kind of do that kind of vibe. Very mixed genre.
Yeah, I love that. I love all that stuff. Do you know what I mean? I do think where we are kind of known as being jump up MCs, sometimes we don't necessarily get asked to do those kind of events, you know what I mean? Like something a little bit different, but I love them. I love them. Me personally, I love not necessarily having to MC full pelt throughout the whole hour. I love this. Like, all right, let me ease back a little bit. Oh, yeah, that's the next one. Let me jump in a little bit. I love this mixing it all up.
More articulate, isn't it?
There you go, man. Yeah. There you go. And I think it gives the music, because especially now, as I said before, the music, especially with the drops, they kind of speak for themselves a little bit. So you got to be kind of just like, well, all right, let me do a little bit here, a little bit there. You don't necessarily... These days, a lot of up-and-coming MCs, when, you know, you hand them the microphone to them, it's like, bam, straight in. Whether it's good or not, do you know what I mean? But they just think that that's the way to go. All right, I need to spit bars, sometimes over the drops, over the breakdowns, and stuff like that. It's not really...
You must get fearful when it comes to handing that mic over, knowing that someone's going to do that.
Well, you know what, to be honest...
Drum and bass is quite policed. Like, it'd be very rare that there'd be someone who wasn't really ready to be on a set with Skibber. It'd be someone who kind of paid their dues. I think you mean the next set or whatever, isn't it? Like, the next set coming on, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
in terms of what you said about, like, favourite DJs, that's the beauty of drum and bass again, that, like... You know, I might be working with Hazard one week, which is one thing. Yeah. I might be working with Mackie G and Fantasy with SSS, which I love, the next week.
Yeah.
I might turn up and be working with this guy, Benny L, who's smashing it at the moment. Right. So every experience is different.
It's different, I'm telling you, because even that Zinc set that I done a couple of weeks ago, I was like, oh my gosh, this set was so sick. The vibes were sick. And I just loved it because it was mixed. It was a good mixture of old school and new school.
Class.
There was a Sharpshooter in there. There
just
was
good
a,
music, man.
There was a Chasing Status tune to begin with. You know, some Super Sharpshooter, some, you know, mixing it up. And it was just like, yo. And I haven't really even seen that for a little while. That I didn't even know what to expect. You know, I haven't played that with Zinc for 4, 5, 6 years maybe. Do you know what I mean? So I didn't really know what to expect. You know what I mean? Yeah. But the way he came through and the way we done that set and the way we had it, the vibe and the energy after... somebody so current as K Motions, Trigger and Bass Man, I was like, wow. I was really impressed with that.
That's fire.
I was so sick, man. I was just like...
I love a good, like, the way Goldie would just, like, play the tune right through.
Oh, that's... Yeah, I like that as well.
I love that.
Because these days people do very quick mixes, I will
very
say that.
Very quick.
So it's nice sometimes to switch... I mean, I worked with Randall the other week, for instance. Oh, what a set, man.
Yeah, I bet.
The selections,
that's
the man,
what I'm
the man was coming
mixing.
With. I'm not hearing that anywhere else apart from a Randall set.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? I was like, where was it? Warning, Cambridge, yeah. You know what I mean?
He's sick, bro.
And I couldn't believe... I knew Randall's levels. I've worked with him before, but it's been a little while, do you know what I'm saying? And I was just like, wow. The rhythms. Like you said, Sibs, and these rhythms you could spit on, but they was just so light, it was blind. I was like, I had to take five for a minute and just
five.
Be like,
that's what
like,
I'm
let me
saying.
Just enjoy this rhythm.
That's what I'm saying.
Just stick out for a minute, you know what I mean?
That's exactly what I mean, man.
I love that.
Yeah.
Sick, though,
and that's the thing, me and Skibs is the same as me. I still love the music, man. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, obviously, I was into my hip-hop hard, doing hip-hop stuff, but I was going raving to drum and bass. I was a fan of it.
Street culture, man.
For me to do it, I never even thought of doing it as a job MC into it. I was just a massive fan of it.
Yeah.
But through being a fan of it and linking people and local DJs, and then I was always good friends with Fun, and then I started doing hip-hop with
Skip.
That's
what I was going to say, because, you know, obviously, you know, I almost know what your answer would be, but that transition from hip-hop to drum and bass, was it easy? Was that an easy transition?
There's things of it that was easy and there's things that were hard. Like, in terms of, I was already used to quick, rapid-fire flows. I was doing that on hip-hop. My clarity was there.
Clarity, man.
Clarity for days.
There were certain things I had.
Clarity shutter, innit?
But there's things about learning, about being on a set, you know what I mean, about certain DJs that, you know, like say Manpy Swift, for instance. When I first worked with Manpy, I didn't really know how to work with him. And then over time, I kind of really learned how he does it. And then he was requesting me to work with him, if you know, Icy's his main man. But do you know what I'm saying? If Icy wasn't around, can I have shot her? Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So things like that is things you learn. Voice projection also, you know, in drum and bass, man, it's very loud. Compared to hip-hop, you do a sound check and it's lovely. You can hear yourself most of the time anyway.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But in drum and bass, the music's so loud. Sometimes you haven't got monitors.
That's right.
You know, one time I couldn't hear myself. And like, I'm shouting. And I can't remember, one of the MCs come up to me and he said, "Shots, you don't need to shout, bruv. You sound good out there. You lose your voice, do you know what I mean?" And that's things I had to learn over time, you know what I mean? Sometimes you have 9 bookings a weekend,
that's
you know, don't kill your voice because there's work throughout the whole weekend.
That's right, you've got to pace yourself out.
Try and make sure there's monitors on the stage.
Nine?
Yeah, I've done 9 on Easter weekend.
No, that's right. Yes. We were talking about coming over, and then you were like, "I'm a bit busy," and it still kind of makes sense.
A lot of work, man. A lot of work, man. But that's one of the things that, for me, to still be getting that kind of level of work after so many years is like something that you're just like, "Yo, thank God for
it." You have to be thankful, man.
Grateful. You have to show a lot of gratitude for, to, you know. You could just walk outside and get run over by a car, man. So, you know.
It's that simple.
So, anything that you're still getting blessed with, any opportunities, you still have to strike. It doesn't matter the times. It's never over. Do you know what I mean?
I always do that. After one of them weekends, I'm like, rah, the weekend's done. It's been wicked. I've seen some great people. Been with the man them rolled out. But on the Monday, when you just chill, you're just like, whoa, give thanks, man.
Give thanks, man.
You know, we made it through. You know, it's traveling a lot as well. You're on the road. You're trying to make up time on the road. It's not the safest, you know what I mean?
Road is the dangerous thing. Look, the amount of time that we're on the road, and for, you know, God forbid, none of us have had major car accidents or anything. But who was it just the other day? What's his name? The guy that died in Uber the other day.
Cadet,
like, look, one of my favourites. Like, it can happen to any of us. We are on the road. I've been on the road every weekend for the last 25 years. Every weekend, I've going here, going there. Yeah. Maybe sometimes flying or whatever. But
it's mad sometimes.
More usually on the road, hundreds of miles here there. So it's a blessing, man. Yeah, and you really have to give thanks every weekend when you come home safe.
And also, rest in peace, Stormin.
Rest in peace, Stormin. Come on, man.
I don't think I ever crossed paths with him.
He was a don, man. He was someone that he would be here now. Trust me, man. He'd come up. He'd be up for things like that. He's always on it. Do you know what I mean? Doesn't rest. Doesn't sleep. He's always made. You know, he makes more music than us. To be honest,
he was on the music thing hard.
On it, man.
Obviously he come from the grime scene, so he had that work ethic in him. That, you know, a lot of the guys from the grime scene, their work ethic, their studio ethic is crazy.
Next level.
Because that's the part of their culture. You go studio, you clash, and you know, you go to the raves, and you know what I mean. But it's a lot of studio work and mixtapes and that. Look at P Money's output. You know what I mean?
It's ridiculous.
Stormin was like very inspirational in that sense in drum and bass. The way he come in drum and bass and. To me as well, the way he would command a stage, man, you know what I mean? He had a massive stage presence. He was a loss to us personally and in the group SASAS because obviously it was him, Shadow,
and
then
you had your hip-hop influences and you guys, it's just a
crazy combination.
Yeah. Cluster fuck craziness.
100%, man.
Yeah, man. So what's the future? What's goodie?
Boy, there's a lot coming up, man.
There's a lot going on, man.
Let's give you one go first.
You go first, bro, all right, cool. You go first.
Well, in the present, I've been recording like a madman this year, man. Because last year when I had my little boy, I didn't really go studio as much. I was just taking a little bit of time out for the family thing, and I was doing loads of shows. Our touring schedule was mad.
Was so
when I wasn't doing that, I was trying to do the family thing. So I didn't do as much of a studio work last year. Whereas this year, I've been going hard, man. Spanner's the first EP, which is out now. You can get it on all platforms. I've got another EP, all fully vocaled, ready to go. I've got a single I'm looking to do with Azra and Grime, the guys you mentioned earlier. SSES are working on a new mixtape coming soon with all original material rather than other people's beats and that kind of thing. There's a few other things, man. Much stuff.
The feature as well for Railrider. Join us.
I'm going to get on that. Don't worry, man. When I'm away, I'm going to New Zealand, not this week, next week, for some shows. So when I'm on the plane, I'm going to do so much writing. That's when I'm going to take the time to do the writing.
You've got to get it in. You've got to find your time. I mean,
That's right.
you're really like, especially when you're going to time differences and you know what I mean? It's like, you just got to find your moments, haven't you?
Yeah, of course, definitely. Man. Use that time wisely, man.
Definitely, man.
100%.
And myself, I'm doing some different, loads of different stuff. I've got a thing going on with Demolition Man at the moment.
Demo, big up.
Demo, yeah. Fire. Yeah. He sent me some beats and I sent him some bits of beats.
Legacy,
he done
man.
One or two hooks for me and stuff. I've just been really playing around on, still really playing around on loads of different genres and that. Sometimes, you know, I got a batch of beats the other day and I love that when you can't pigeonhole what it is.
Yeah.
I love that shit. And so it kind of almost forces you to come up with a new flow.
I love that.
The wicked, I love doing stuff like that. Like, oh, what's this? And then, okay, cool. And just to me, it's like a challenge. It's like, it's almost like a puzzle.
Yeah.
And you got to find something to fit this, you know, and make
it fit. Spanner in the work stream was like there that for me. When I heard that mad beaty, mate, I was like, wow,
that Spanner in the Works is ridiculous.
But it's the beat that inspired it, because you that even the director Chaz who made the video, he's like, I love it, but I can't define it.
There you go.
Is it hip hop? I can't define that shit.
That's what I love about music these days, and I think that's what's good about UK music, to be honest, as well. It's so fresh in terms of you can do anything, and you can do anything. Do you know what I mean? You obviously got to have the quality in there as whatever, but you can go any tempo, any direction, and just do it. And that, even though we're drum and bass guys, it's shown on within Spanner Works. You can flip it, man. You can do different vibes, different tempos, different styles. And the capability is there, man.
And so the UK's got a history of that, bro. From punk music to drum and bass to jungle to grime. We've always gone against the grain. You know, when the grime kids couldn't even, because some of them wanted to get into drum and bass and they couldn't get in because it was kind of lock off. Yeah. So they created their own.
I don't know
thing.
How I got in there.
Come on, man. Come on, man. Big up.
But that's what I'm saying. They created their own thing. They got on PlayStations and made beats that, all right, you ain't got to compete with Dr. Dre beat now because this shit is the fresh shit. Even though it's raw and it might not be as well produced as my man's tune, this is what the kids are listening to on road, and there's always had that in the UK.
That's
right. Rebel mentality, man.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
It is, it's a place to create. When if you think about America, it's the place you go and sell it.
Yeah.
You know, this is the place where you really try and test.
That's
shit.
It. Yeah. New shit, man.
Well,
that's what it's all about.
It's what it's all about. AKA the Killer Keller podcast, which
I'm loving this.
You know what I mean? I hope you had a good time.
Yeah,
it's been good, man.
Vibes down here, man.
It's been good. I know the people's out there is going to be loving it because, fucking. Legends in the arena.
We've got another legend right here. Come on, bro.
Three legends. I know you're going to gash yourself, but come on,
bro.
Come on, you have to gash yourself a little bit.
We've all three of us have been...
We've done it, man.
Yeah.
We've done it, man.
In those airport waiting rooms and shit.
That's right, man.
For real. Well, on that note, it was out of fashion. Killer Keller podcast. Live and direct. Don't forget to subscribe. Stay out of trouble. Don't talk to any strange women. Right. Or at least try not to. Hold tight. Skibbity.
Big respect, everybody. Don't know. Peace out. Big up, Killer Keller. Thanks for having us down, man.
Pleasure, boys.
Come on, bro.
Stay lucky, people. Peace.
Ho, 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 ho. Cheese.